This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2046, Three Smart Alternatives to Merging Money in Marriage by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Three Smart Alternatives to Merging Money in Marriage by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. For the last 8 years, my wife Nicole and I have merged our finances. Our joint checking account has been the holding place for all of my paychecks and all of hers. It's also been the account where all of our spending has come from. Overall, that system has worked pretty well over the duration of our short marriage. We've rid ourselves of almost $50,000 of debt. We paid off our mortgage and we've grown our net worth by $800,000. Our lives are comfortable. We have two kids that are happy and healthy. Life is good. Every once in a while though, Nicole and I have disagreements about money. What couple doesn't, right? There are times when we don't see eye to eye on spending or saving for the future. I'm always looking for ways to increase our wealth, security, and create more time freedom. She likes those things too, but is often more interested in enjoying today and not depriving ourselves. Honestly, I see our saver versus spender differences as positive. She helps me live a little and I help her plan for the future. It's got me thinking lately about what other ways we could arrange our money situation. I don't want to stick with the same arrangement if we keep coming back to the same disagreements. Wouldn't that be some marital lunacy? I reached out to some friends in the personal finance community to get their thoughts and opinions. This community has helped me win with money in the past. Why not my marriage? Here are three alternatives to the merged finances situation that I'm going to consider to improve my marriage. Number one, completely separate. You were living with completely separate bank accounts before you were married. This method has you continue in the same fashion. The money you earn goes into your bank account and the money your spouse earns goes into their bank account. Jim from Route to Retire shared the way he and his wife have crafted their separate account situation. Quote, "My wife and I have always kept our checking accounts and credit cards separate. We've been married for 12 years. We do have a joint savings account and divide up who pays which bills. Everyone's different, but this system has always just worked great for us." End quote. As Jim explained, the trick here is that you'll need to work on an arrangement for who pays the bills and also decide what are the major shared expenses. Advantages of completely separate accounts: independence, autonomy, and overall, it feels like a fair partnership. Challenges with completely separate accounts: the process feels like a lot of work when you're separating which person is paying for each expense. And this would need to consider times when a spouse might be out of a job or staying at home with kids. To clarify, these are the challenges I would personally see with my situation and not with Jim's or anyone else who chooses to be completely separate. What I'm finding more and more in marriage is that we need to choose what works best for us and not let other opinions interfere. In short, if it's worked for 12 years, keep rocking. Number two, yours, mine, and ours. This is when you add a new bank account into the mix. The ours account is the place where you plop a fixed amount of money for your joint household expenses. That way, you're parking money in a specific spot and not putting the responsibility of one bill or expense on the other person. The yours account is for your partner to do as they please, and the mine account is for you to do the same. Bonnie from 43 Blue Doors shared why this approach has worked well for her and her husband in the past. Quote, "When we were both working, we kept separate accounts. An equal amount of our paychecks went into one joint account and paid all household bills. We did this simply because it was easier. It worked because we have the same financial values. In my opinion, that is the key. Separate or joint doesn't really matter if you don't share the same values." End quote. Bonnie's point on similar financial values resonated with me and got me thinking. My wife, Nicole, definitely likes to have fun and spend, but she's also incredibly responsible with her money as well. She doesn't spend without purpose or care for limits. That's why it's tough for me, and probably incorrect, to simply label her as the spender and me the saver. I like buying stuff too. I digress. Advantages of yours, mine, and ours. Similar to completely separate, you have independence and autonomy. You're adding a specific account for the shared expenses now. This allows for more automation and ease for transferring money. And there is the potential for fewer money fights over the small stuff. Challenges with yours, mine, and ours. Again, this feels like a lot of work. And as situations change, like job loss or major life changes, you'd have to make adjustments to the plan to ensure your spouse feels taken care of. And number three, joint with no questions asked allowances. This method has you and your spouse throw all of your money into one joint checking account instead of two or three, just one. Then you budget out your monthly household expenses, debt payments, investments, and fund money, and assign every dollar coming in. The trick here, though, is to ensure you're budgeting out a healthy allowance for what each partner defines as fun. That fun can be anything from hair coloring to skydiving, McDonald's trips, drinks with the boys, lunch with the ladies, anything and everything that your monthly income allows. As the current household breadwinner, Kat Alford wants to ensure her husband has the freedom to buy the things that make him happy without having to check in. Quote, "Everything is joint, but we have separate allowances. We each got $1,000 for the year this year to spend however we wanted, no questions asked," end quote. I felt some definite kinship when Kat shared that some of her husband's favorite buys are bourbon and hair products. Smart man. Advantages of joint with no questions asked allowances. Less work with just one account. And autonomy with your healthy allowance. Challenges with joint with no questions asked allowances. Requires a lot of self-control not to overspend. And if no questions are asked, then the relationship needs to be strong. In reviewing all of these other options, I'm not sure if they would help or hinder my relationship with my wife. Right now, I'm making significantly more than her as far as income, but I want her to feel the independence and autonomy to spend on things that make her happy, within reason, of course. You know what? This calls for an epic conversation with my bride. I wonder what she'll think of these options. Shaking things up after 8 years is probably good for our marriage. You just listened to the post titled Three Smart Alternatives to Merging Money in Marriage by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I don't think we can overstress the importance of aligning with your partner when it comes to finances. I've been talking a lot to my Midwestern gentleman about money and the implications of merging our households last year. Now, as someone who talks about money every single day, I have the benefit of being desensitized to the taboo around this subject matter. I think money is such a sensitive topic because many people carry a lot of shame around it. We're taught that it's a very private thing, and ultimately, it's a reflection of what we value. If there's a discrepancy between what we say we value and what we're spending our money on, that can create a very uncomfortable dynamic with our partner. Money is also a form of independence, and so having to negotiate with another person regarding money can create a power struggle that is really about so much more than money. I personally have never had to make financial decisions with another person, and so taking things really slow and having many transparent and ongoing conversations about money is really helping me. What we've done is agree on a budget for our joint expenses, and we've been tracking against that budget using Mint so we can continue to refine it. Next year, we plan to create savings and investment goals that we both contribute to each month. Anything outside of that is fair game and allows us both to maintain an element of independence. Regardless of the actual tactics we decide to implement, we recognize that, again, how we manage our money together is a reflection of what we value. And so most of our conversations have been about aligning on those values and dreaming up common goals. That should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.